Thank you for holding this.
Hello, Steve?
Yep, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you? This is Livier. Am I speaking with Steve?
I'm sorry, come again?
Steve?
Yep, this is a Steve.
Oh, hi, how are you? This is Livier.
Hey, Livier, how are you doing?
Good, and I'm worried about something. I have corrected a few things, and I'm not sure if I sent them to you. Did I send you right, to the back of the book?
Nope, I haven't received anything from your side, Livier.
Okay, so, you know, my book is about my brain surgery, okay?
Okay.
And my brain surgery was the removal of my left temporal lobe. And that's where a short-term memory is. And that's why I struggle a lot with memory. And that's why I don't remember things. So I did all the changes with Dan, my professor, yesterday or 2 days ago, actually. And now I'm on my computer, and I cannot find them. And then I am... So that's why I struggle very much, and that's why I get very angry and upset of things, because I struggle with memory. And then I cannot find. I need to know right now what you have. I cannot find anything right now. So let me see. If you go to your inbox, what's the last thing you have?
So on my end, I have shared a document with you on 8th of March, like 2 days ago, on you replied to me that you're going to send the revisions by tomorrow, send your comments. And then I received, just a minute, there is...
Let me see the sent here of the what I sent you sent.
Yeah, I have received a drive link from Dr. Den.
Yes. And what did I send there?
All right, so from Dan Thompson email, there's a document. It is back cover of the book. Is it
did
the
I
one?
Did I send anything changed?
About? Sorry?
Did I send anything changed there?
I'll have to look for it. Just give me a minute.
Because even the document that you sent, I cannot find it right now. The document where you sent it already changed.
No, Livier, actually, the document that you have shared with me, it's not even formatted, and, like, it doesn't have any changes.
Okay, Steve. Let me see what this is.
It seems like it is something that is shared by mistake, I guess, because there are multiple errors. And between the text, there are numbers written and different signs.
Okay. So I don't know where it is. I have to fix it again. Okay. Let me see. Well, I'll have to work on it again. Then I have a different question here. And the next question I have is when the document is corrected by you guys, edited, and in Word, and it is corrected with red and edited, and the comments are there, do I have to approve it, or what do I have to do about it?
If you have any revisions or any corrections, so you just have to like write down the page number and the paragraph number or the sentence that whatever the changes you want to make in a different document and send that back to me. so we can get it done. And if everything is correct, just give me an approval that everything is all right, so we are going to move towards the next chapter.
Okay, so I don't have to say, do anything, like all the things that are in red and corrected, I don't have to do anything. I can just say I read it, corrected, and I approve. But I literally don't have to click on it or do anything, right?
Yep, you don't have to do anything if everything is right. Just send me an email that everything is correct, and we're going to proceed further.
Approved and correct. Okay, perfect. I'll do that. Okay, I'll do that. Because I don't know how to work on Word in that at that level.
Mm-hmm. No worries. If you're having any trouble, or just don't edit anything over on that file. Just let me know if it's correct and if there are any revisions.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is just copy that sentence or paragraph and paste it in a new file and put your revisions, put your comments in there and send that one to me.
Okay. Okay, then we're good. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Perfect. So
now,
I will be waiting for your feedback over the back cover content and the book draft.
Yes, can I tell you something here? For example, I will tell you verbally and then I'll write it because we're going to struggle again with this again because I forget. Okay?
Sure, no worries.
I will write it. Look, in the back cover, it says, Life Comes as a Wind Blows presents the story of a patient who suffers from epilepsy, chronicling her experiences of living with the condition as well as the challenges she faces. A heart surgeon gains insights, etc. It is not a heart surgeon. Dr. Curley is a brain surgeon.
Brain surgeon.
Okay.
All
and
right.
He is actually not a brain, yes. And he is, yes. And he is not actually a brain surgeon. He is a neurologist. He is not a brain surgeon. He was my neurologist. So I will write it, okay? But he was my neurologist, and he went into heart surgery.
All right.
You see, that's what he writes about. He was. He is my neurologist, but he went into heart surgery.
All right.
That is one of the mistakes. And then there's another one that I will write about, that it is a typo there of a word. I don't remember which one it is. And all that, I had already written it, and I don't know where that document went. That's why I forgot. So I will do it right now, okay? And I cannot find the document, but I will do it right now.
All right,
thank you.
Great. Please share the
thank
document.
Thank you for your patience.
No worries.
Okay. I'll do it right now. Yes, and that's what my book is about, that I don't have memory, and I had to go to college. I failed college in 3 different degrees, and even though I am intelligent, I just don't have memory, and it's because the memory was removed from my brain, and it was removed because of the seizures that it caused. So that's why I struggle a lot, but that's okay. Either way, thank you for your patience.
Olivia.
Okay.
All right. Feel
Thank
free
you.
To reach out to me for any confusion or any concerns. I'm always here.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay.